Welcome, you're now tuned into the Boxing Voice. TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of TBV from All Angles. Because it's fight week, and good old Kell Brook and Gennady Golovkin will be doing battle this Saturday.
Y'all getting it next, boy.
We thought to ourselves, why not get together with the old crew? James, all the way in hot-ass Arizona. Wingy across the pond. Now, obviously, me and Casual here sit around and have a little bit of TVP from all angles. Just trying to see. Because a lot of you Gennady Golovkin haters like to say that the Rosado fight was a fight in which Gennady Golovkin looked vulnerable or took the most shots, or that for some reason or another, Rosado, and I'm using air quotes, put hands on Golovkin. So we're going to go back. We're going to watch this fight with you guys. I forgot to put the link in the description, but I'll do that now. Don't worry about it since we're live. But you can find it. It's an HBO fight on YouTube. We're always going to use YouTube when we're doing TBB from all angles. And, yeah, so if this is something that interests you right before this fight, you want to, you know, put the microscope on this fight and see what we can see. Maybe something we can see that Kell Brook can use or is going to have to use for this fight. If this is something that interests you, then stick around. We're going to be taking calls, obviously.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. I want to be like you. Come on, man. I'm the base of boxing. I'm the cash cow. I hold the record for being with you.
My drop. I know my drop. I know my situation. I want to fight. But it's going to be worth it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just tuning in, this is going to be another episode of TBV from All Angles, where we sit around here and we just watch a couple of fights. Now, we might make it through the entire fight. We might start debating about the fight that we're watching or the fight that we're watching to review this fight for, right? Who knows? But I'm going to go to the co-host without further ado, since it's been so long.
But is this a little bit wingy?
Belly is flat out here. What's the problem? God, he's in trouble. It stopped. Belly's done it.
And a big shout out to Wingy as well. Real hardcore.
I like Wingy.
He's just the biggest boxing nut I've ever met.
Came to London looking for static. Let's go, champ.
Have a good day.
Yes, yes. What's going on, people? Nez finally let me out of his basement. I was locked in the basement. I'm out. I'm looking forward to looking at this fight, analysing it, listening to my co-host, getting little bits that I can get, and then passing it on to my boy Kell Brook in DM, because we're coming for you, GGG.
Well, Wingy, this is going to be your first one ever. But I'm sure that you at least watched the last one when we were doing the sparring footage with Liam Smith and Kell Brook.
Yes, sir.
But what are you expecting? I mean, how long has it been since you watched this fight? Because I'll be honest, I have not watched Triple G versus Gabriel Rosado since it happened. What year was this thing?
I've watched it twice. I watched it when it actually happened, and I remember watching the fight again in preparation for, like, another prediction. This is 2013, man. 2013.
Wow, 3 years ago, Wingy. Is there anything that we can really learn from watching a fight so far back? I mean, some people are going to say that Triple G's not the same fighter, neither is Gabriel Rosado.
Yeah, I don't think you can take too much from it. But there's always sort of little subtle things we can have a look at, especially as you've got three people looking at it from, quote, all angles. We're going to pick something out. Do you see what I'm saying? So I'm interested to see how this is going to go. Yeah. As again, not having seen the fight for so long, it's fresh for me. I'm actually looking forward to sitting and watching the fight because I know it was pretty good from a GGG competitor's perspective. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally agree. And I do think that all of us watching it simultaneously and along with you guys, because now that info is in the description. You can watch the fight along with us. We'll give you the timestamp of when we're going to press go, just as long as everyone jumps along here with us. But this fight has some epic moments. You know, it's pretty much going to make a lot of these Triple G haters, hopefully fans again, because it was a brutal fight. There's a lot of blood in this one, as you can tell from the thumbnail.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how the actual fight's going to be to what I've got in my head. So in my head, watching it so long ago, I've got Rosado lasting in the fight. I don't remember him particularly hurting, wobbling, backing up GGG or anything. I've just got him lasting. Then I remember his face literally turned into a pomegranate. And then I believe, from what I remember, without looking, it was stopped on cuts from what I can remember.
No, I think that sounds about right. Now, I don't know. I might be victim of falling in suit with the callers that call in and say, oh, Rosado put hands on Golovkin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I haven't seen it since 2013. And, you know, I like to rock the boat a little bit. So why not? So it'll be funny to see, does he actually win any rounds? Because I know a particular rock star by the name of Robert Ortiz that has gone back now 15 Golovkin fights and, quote unquote, can't find one round to give the opponent for Golovkin. So, again, interesting to see just how this all plays out. I see James is popping in, so we'll give it a bit more.
It's funny going back looking, obviously with the Brook fight, going back looking over GGG's fights. It's actually given me a lot more. I mean, I knew GGG was good, but take away the power and the shock factor of the knockouts. I'm actually looking at other things now because we all know about the knockouts and just the head movement, the little subtle moves and styles and turns that GGG does. It's really, really good. The times when he does get hit, I tend to feel this is him doing it to encourage the opponent to put on a big drama show when I'm looking at it. In other words, my respect for him as a fighter has gone up even more because I've actually looked at his fights, but this is the one that I didn't go back to. I only needed to look at a few for the Brook prediction. So I'm excited to watch it and again to see what really happens. But I think we've got the main man here now, man.
Fighting out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Boxing fans, here's Jameson.
You know, it's hard to say how Kell Brook's going to do just by watching this Rosado fight. I think you got to take pockets of a lot of different things because I think he's very well over. I think he's well rounded. And I think Rosado did put hands on him, but I also think, you know, Curtis Stevens did. And then we obviously saw Willie Monroe do the same thing. I think it's going to be, we'll talk more about when we get into it, but I think we're going to have to be looking for a speed and his ability to get out of the pocket more so than anything. Because with Kell Brook, he could box. So I think Kell Brook's speed coming up from 147 is going to be there. But I do think Rosado probably has a comparable power punch. Wingy, would you agree with Kell Brook coming up to from 147? Do you think Rosado has more power than him or the same power?
That's a really good question because the only fight that I can really rate Kell Brook in with regards to his power is the Sean Porter fight, and he didn't take Porter out, I have to admit. He didn't stop him, did he? So you could argue that yeah, Rosado's going to be the bigger, naturally bigger guy and harder hitter. I'd have to look into it, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, especially with Kell Brook now having to make weight, he might have a little bit more natural power. I've seen the picture. He's big. He's not like what Amir Khan was. Amir Khan was doughy around the edges. You could see he was eating his way into a division. With Kell Brook, it seems like you were cutting so much weight to make that division. So I'd say he's almost an average 154 fighter after seeing the way he looks. But let's be honest, in the past, moving up in weight and looking big doesn't mean shit. We saw it with Khan. We saw it with Khan McGregor. It doesn't always mean that you're going to be powerful. So I want to get into this. It's been a while, like you guys were saying, since I've seen this fight, and I haven't really been able to break it down. So,
well, the interesting thing that needs to be said is, at the very least, Rosado was definitely giving a better impression of himself when he got the Gennady Golovkin fight. It had been a time when main events, Kathy Duva was doing a lot of business with NBC and NBC Sports Network, and they really gave Gabriel Rosado a lot of chances on NBC, and he had the opportunity to fight Jesus Soto Carras, where he stopped Carras And then he went on to also stop Shakur Powell on TV, Charles Whitaker on TV, and ultimately became the IBF mandatory for
I'm not looking for wrinkle right cream. I don't know who that is. That's Yo, his face is smooth.
That must be fucking Boxer. Does Boxer have an ad?
That adverts will come up, man. Black don't crack. It ain't me, brother.
Damn, I can't even lie and say I wasn't on Boxrec, huh?
Hey, can I say white don't splice? Can I say white don't splice? Is that a thing? I don't know.
I've not heard that, but I like that one.
So he got a TKO over Charles Whitaker as well and got this Golovkin shot. So, you know, at least he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. He was demonstrating some sort of power with three, you know, back-to-back knockouts over notable names. Jesus Soto Carras and Shakur Powell at that time, those were decent names. Charles Whitaker, you know, not much to speak about. But I guess this fight is still comparable because both Kell Brook and Rosado were moving up. And
I was just about to say that. Yeah, this is his first 160, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
you know, they plucked him out of 54. He could have. And again, this is where the whole thing came out about daring to be great. It was really Rosado. He had a documentary done and everything. Like, he really thought he was going to win this fight. I think I even picked him because, you know, I needed the Curtis Stevens fight to make me a believer. You know, once I seen Golovkin take those shots from Curtis Stevens, I said, well, forget about it. Who's going to stop this guy? You know, he's got that dynamite chin. But look, I don't know where Casual's at, right? So I guess we're going to have to go talk.
Oh, come on. We got to wait for Casual. Just very quick.
We're going to lose people at this point.
True.
But, I don't know. Hit that thumbs up button if you are watching because hopefully you're in it. You know, you're enjoying this and going to enjoy it along.
Yeah, people, hit that thumbs up button. We got James here, man. This is the guy who commentates. He's got the boxing knowledge. He's going to be interesting to hear his breakdown. Hit that thumbs up, motherfuckers.
And hopefully, look, we had a special treat. Supposed to have been Erickson Lubin. Training camp has run over. Hopefully.
Have you locked him in the basement as well, Ness?
I don't know what basement I have. This is a pretty big basement where I got all these guys. I don't know. You know, hey, I don't know how I'm even holding all you guys down, to be honest.
I'm just joking, bro. You know?
But I think that we're going to leave it on what? Wingy, how long are we going to go here?
Yeah, cool.
Give me some dialogue then if we're going to wait because
I think why do you think Rosado keeps getting these opportunities? I was watching an interview where he says, look, people just want a recent interview, people just want to see me fight. In your eyes, is he that good?
That is Lubin.
Oh, he's it.
No. But keep it going because I got to get him on.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I'll go to you, James. Why do you think Rosado still keeps getting these opportunities and these fights? Obviously, he's got the William Monroe Jr. fight coming up. Why does he keep getting the opportunities? Is it visually appealing, his fighting style, from your perspective?
I think it's visually appealing. I think in any, especially a sport that where a guy gets broken down, we see people quit. We see people not want to fight and fight at a top level. I mean, I've never saw a Rosado fight where I was like, oh, he didn't give me 100%. Yeah, he comes up short. And yeah, he's not the best fighter in the world, but he is what you ask of a fighter. If, you know, with his mentality, if half the world champions we had out there, we would be the biggest sport in the world if they were like him. I think it's his guts. I think it's his willingness to engage with you. And I mean, look at the picture we have of this fight. I mean, there's a part in this fight where Billy Briscoe is screaming to his father saying, your son's going to die in the ring. And never once did you feel in the face of Rosado, did he feel the same way? He was cut. He was bleeding everywhere. This is what you want. It is a barbaric sport. And at the, you know, the end of the day, he could get really hurt and we want to save him from himself. But at the same time, he has that mentality that we wish all fighters would have. And everyone sees it. Everyone knows that he keeps it real. If you hate him or you love him, you can't say he's not tough. He's not a pussy, period, straight and simple.
There you go. You know,
and
beautiful,
for this particular show, he is relevant, right? He's fighting Willie Monroe Jr. on the undercard of Canelo, who is obviously the guy that Gennady Golovkin wants to get in the ring with. So there's a lot of comparisons that we can pull with Rosado. And to be honest with you, is anyone picking Willie Monroe like 100% against Rosado?
I haven't even thought about the fight off the top of my head. I probably would, wouldn't you?
Oh, you're picking Monroe over Rosado?
Well, I swear to God, I honestly have not even thought about the styles. I'm not even thinking of the William Monroe-Golovkin fight to go back and look at because that's a different animal. I'm thinking of the fight before that. Was it Brian Vera? the Brian Vera fight.
Bare knuckle boxing is what his last fight was, I think.
I don't think Brian Vera is as talented, slick, or anything. That I mean, I think Rosado isn't gonna be able to. I mean, he's not gonna. Like, I don't think a jab is gonna keep Rosado away.
William Monroe Jr. fought Brian Vera, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's the fight.
Did Brian Vera get knocked out by one of the 10 Smith brothers? Didn't one of them knock him out? Someone in England knocked him out.
Rocky Fielding.
There you go.
Let's introduce the fourth member of the party.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I said fuck you.
Stay focused. Stay working my day.
I said fuck you.
Yes, good evening. I did see the fight, Rosado versus Triple G live at the Garden in the theater. At that time, I didn't know who Rosado was. I just knew him as the guy with the tattoo on his neck, and Triple G was getting his momentum. And yeah, it was a bloodbath. So I don't remember any moment or any pocket where Rosado was landing shots, maybe because where I was seated. But I'm interested to watch this and hear the breakdown. So let's get it on, right? Mills Lane style?
Let's do it.
So where should we start?
15 knockouts with 5 defeats.
I'm at 6 minutes and 56 seconds and Golovkin's getting introduced.
All right.
Hold on.
6 minutes.
We can make it an even 7 so we can all at least target for that.
Yeah, let's do that. All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen in the chat watching live, sync up at 7 minutes on the link in the info below. Right,
you now, should see Golovkin kissing his glove.
Yeah. I actually have him like bowing down.
What I got.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
In that, you know, typical Golovkin posture. Listen, the guy is charming, or what? Has anyone seen the footage of him in the United Kingdom already doing his little outdoor media thing? It looked so cold out there, and it wasn't. He was out there in shorts, and there was thousands of people.
Yeah. We're excited. Obviously, like you guys know, I'm a Kell Brook fan, but for me, this is like GGG's going to be over here, man. This is like a guy who could go on to be a legend, so I want to see him. So we're excited.
So, Nuts, are you going to be playing the audio through the thing, or are we mute? Are we all muting that?
I am not.
Good.
We could obviously play like seconds of it, but you don't want to go overboard. You know how the YouTube are, you know.
We're 7 minutes even, right? I'm here.
7 yep. minutes even, yeah.
Yep. All right, so
we do the countdown, like one, two.
Yeah, do the countdown.
Your thing, Casual. You take it over from here.
We got to synchronize our watches like nerds. Is that what we're going to do?
And we're going to go 3 minutes straight to the third round. No.
We're going
to
do the 30-second thing, but obviously, we're going to have to shimmy through this because I don't know, right? It depends. It's only 7 rounds, too.
Right. All right. So here we go. On 3. Ready?
We can't stop.
I'm not ready. Hold on. I'm framing my windows.
TVV from all angles, baby. TVV from all angles.
Yeah, let me do what James said. He's right. I should.
What is James doing?
You know, so I can still see the chat, too.
Yeah.
So
I got people, remember, on the left, and I got the fight on the right here. So it's big enough for me to see, but I still see everything.
So people remember on YouTube, Nez, you put the link down, haven't you? Set it to 7. Watch along with us.
That's right.
And likes. Like this show.
Where's everybody at? Uh-oh, somebody said this is dope. That's awesome. Love your comment.
Right, let's go. Casual's counting down, isn't he?
Right. Yeah, are we ready?
We're ready.
Wait. I got a drum roll somewhere, right? Here it goes.
But we're doing it on the count of 3.
Don't drop it.
Casual, calm down.
Here we go. 1, 2, and 3. Okay, kisses the glove, right?
Yeah. Definitely did the fist pump. But I will say this. We should have just went straight to the fight. Like, why do we got to see the
audience? Because
this gives us a warm-up. Yeah. We got to talk. No, we got to talk about
this
it.
This is it.
It was funny. Wasn't this his first time at MSG?
I think this is his first time in MSG.
Yes, and it was sold out. It was like 4,400.
Look at Gabe, man. He ain't playing. Now, look at him.
I ain't gonna front. I did pick Rosado. So people who've been listening to him, I picked Rosado.
Smoga.
This is why the fight went so long. Is because Smoga was out.
They're gonna be hating me in the comments. Like, oh my God, Ness picked Rosado. He's a fucking idiot.
I love Smoga.
Picking him too, though.
Look at him. Look at him. He's such a good boy.
You're Puerto Rican. You're supposed to pick him.
All right, so he's ready. There's no fear. He's like, all right, this guy got a...
Here we go. Right.
So let's see.
Yeah. Straight away, GGG.
He comes with a lead left hook. That's a lead left hook, Enrique.
Let's see what everyone's talking about. They said that Rosado put hands on him, but I don't see a punch land yet.
Well, Triple G's on the front foot.
He's so aggressive.
See, Rosado, he's just waiting to counter. You can see it straight away. Rosado doesn't want to put anything out there because he knows he's going to get touched. So he's trying to. He's waiting to counter.
Very Rosado tentative. Drop. Jab landed for Rosado. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah. See, there's no fear from Golovkin. He just walks forward. It's intelligent with it. Look. Look at his positioning and the footwork.
He's right land for Rosado.
Oh, overhand right. Yo, that pressure is already making him nervous.
Yeah, it's the pressure, but it's intelligent pressure though. Look, the jab is just keeping him in that frame. Rosado can't even counter because he doesn't want to put anything out there. Look.
Yo, but he's loading up that right hand. What it looks like is the footwork of Golovkin is troubling him. Like, he doesn't know how to escape him, and he's trying to load up with that right hand, but he keeps going to the right.
Stop the tape.
On the
HBO clock, it says 2 minutes even.
2 minutes even, right. Okay, let me
I'm
carry
at 155.
I got 157.
I'm at 154. So let's go to – everybody listening, go to 154 on the HBO clock and all of us
That's
guys.
It's
going
to be tough to go to the 154. On the clock.
Okay, 8:57 on the YouTube time.
I think you leave it where it's at for now.
8:57 on the YouTube
time. Leave it where it's at. So already then. So
you wanted to stop because what did you see?
No, we were going. I didn't know. We were stopping per minute, right?
No, we just stop every round. Every round at least.
Yeah.
Every round
at most.
It was a pretty good flow because this wasn't a boring fight. Obviously, Golovkin. No. You know,
all right, let's continue then.
But we got to remember not to talk over each other because I think no one's going to be able to hear what we're saying if we're constantly jabbing on top of each other.
All right, here we go. I'm going to do the countdown. Ready?
Hold on. I'm sorry.
What was the chat saying, though? Are we talking over each other? Because like some of us, I think I couldn't hear someone when someone else is talking.
I haven't seen anything wrong on the chat, but let's all check it. But let's sync
up. All right.
Ready?
Where are we at? Hold on. Where are we going?
Where I was at, 157.
I'm at.
No, what time in the stream? What time in the thing?
I'm at 855.
Okay, I'll go back to 855, and then we'll go from 855.
So there's 2 minutes left, basically.
Yeah, I'm at 855, so let's go when Casual counts it down.
Hold on. Eight.
I'm going to go 30 seconds before you so I can pretend I'm going to see the future. All right, keep going.
So, and on the HBO clock, you're what? You said 155, 156.
Clock, go to the seconds, man.
857?
Yo,
come on, guys. We got to get this smooth.
People staying numbers at me. I need one solid number. That's what I'm getting.
855 on a YouTube link.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Oh,
oh, look at that.
Nothing on that two punch combination he threw.
So you can see with Rosado, he still looks. See, he's looking to counter because he doesn't want to put anything out there. He's not trying to risk it. And the way GGG comes forward, he doesn't give you anything to work off. So you think you've got space to punch because his punches aren't throwing. And then as soon as you do, that happens. Body shot.
Rosado had no room to move either.
No.
James, you know, it's like the Mike Tyson effect, right? When you fight Gennady, you're automatically in defense mode.
Oh, perfect example. That's it. You're already in. Sorry, go, James.
No, I was just going to say it's a different type of pressure. Look at the way he's constantly moving in and out. You try to hit him, he scoots out. You start to move, he goes there. Mike Tyson would pressure you coming forward, but he wasn't necessarily cutting off the ring because look how long Golovkin is compared to Rosado. Look at those punches to the body. He gets you from the outside. He's hooking on the belly. He's using angles to do that. It's a little bit different. There's you know, pressure like Tyson, but then there's angle pressure like Golovkin.
And
I didn't mean technically, James. I mean the effect. Like, Lord.
Oh, okay.
Rosado's face is already looking red. Sorry, carry on. Sorry, Ned. Sorry.
No, it is red. It is red. But he's looking easily, right? And this is before he had the surgery that he has now on the eyebrows.
But if you look, it's like Rosado's not even opening up his offense. So he's not giving GGG anything to feel a little bit of respect for. He's popping, but he's not stepping in with his shots. So GGG's got a clear frame to do what he wants at the moment because Rosado is holding back too much. He needs to give him that respect.
There's an answer.
At this point, what would Kelbrook be doing different? Because size-wise, I'm seeing Rosado looking like a decent-sized middleweight for this fight. He showed up. It looks like he worked out, right?
Hey, my bell rang. I don't know if you guys rang.
What? You're like 13 seconds ahead of us then.
Hold on. Let's not confuse people. So we're on 5 seconds to go on the HBO. Let's let it carry on playing. Smoger's doing his thing. He wants to get in.
This is only the first round. This is only the first round.
I paused it.
A lot of circling, too.
I paused it at 10:54.
Yeah, me too. That's where I'm at.
Cool. 10:54.
Okay. I say we pick up directly for the second round.
Yeah, let me pack. I got to go back 2 seconds then.
No need in us talking about whatever's going on in between rounds unless we want to hear the audio.
No, no, no. Okay, so where are we going? Just for the people listening.
What's the round with the infamous audio from the father?
That's the last round. That's the final round because he jumps up on the ring and that guy starts to throw the towel in. He's like waving it.
He's going to kill him. We're going to have to play that one.
11:52 is right where I have it. Second round.
Why? You went back a few seconds. You said you were at 10:54.
No, I forward through the round. The
11:52.
Yeah, 11.
This is when we should be talking about the last round. We might not even have to stop it, right?
Oh, that's true, too.
We should. I'm at 11.
In a minute. What, yeah, I mean, but we're talking over it, so.
All right. Where are we going to? 11:52.
The learning curve. Leave the comments and suggestions in the bottom.
So everyone
should be going.
Everyone listening, go to 11:52 if you're watching live or if you're watching back. Go to 11:52 and crack on with us. Casual count.
Second round.
On the second round.
Second round.
But if they just go to 11:52 in the YouTube, it'll automatically take them there. Casual, count it down. Let's rock.
Ready. 1, 2, 3.
Right, here we go.
It's Triple G's posture, too. Like, he just looks so in control, right? He kind of gives the opponent the impression, like, you better back up.
And for me, what I'm looking at here, it's also the body language of Rosado. Triple G's going to be seeing that. It's not just about the punches Triple G's throwing. Rosado's body language is all, I'm a little bit tentative. So that makes Triple G feel comfortable. Whereas if you look at Triple G in the Lemieux fight, he was a lot more cautious with the jab because Lemieux comes out swinging. That's what I'm noticing.
The adjustment that Rosado's already made, though. The moment that Triple G throws that jab, he ducks and tries to swing to the body. He knows that there's really nothing coming back yet.
Yeah.
So he's almost testing the waters. See, that jab comes. Well, it's been happening. Now he's circling out. But every time he throws that jab, now you see Rosado trying to counter him off of that because that's where Golovkin gives you. If you're not good at counterpunching, you're not going to get shit. See, he's trying it right there.
Yeah. Casual, what do you think of Rosado? Do you think he should be a bit more aggressive or is he sensible at this point?
I think Triple G hits too hard and that's what's holding him back.
Take that risk, yeah.
Yeah, he's not taking any risk and he's on the defense. He's double jabbing now, but...
Carry on the casual.
No, I was gonna say I don't see him answering back.
Oh, well, that right hand just snapped his jaw.
This right hand.
What Rosado should be doing is pairing with that back, like that back arm, stopping that jab and pumping the jab out. All he needs to do is establish his own boxing game, but he just can't do it. I just don't think that Rosado. Yeah. Oh, that's a good right hand by Rosado. That was decent.
But when you jab with Gennady, he just comes over the top with the right.
Yeah, he's lucky.
Yeah, but he hasn't done that yet. He gets warmed up with you. He breaks you down with that jab, and then he knocks you out with the right and the left.
And when Rosado was brave enough to go forward and put a triple jab forward,
he's bleeding already.
He's already cut.
There's blood.
Golovkin like cut him up. Yeah.
When's the last time you saw Golovkin throw a right hand in this round? Though this is what I'm talking about. He's very jab centric. There you go. We're 2 minutes in, though.
But, you know, the thing is that Rosado's doing so much circling, he's tiring himself anyway.
That's what I'm trying to say to you, Nez. And it's also the body language. He's given up the real estate. Triple G feels I can walk wherever I want in the ring. Establish yourself in that. I know it's Triple G, but that's the only way you're going to make him step back.
But it's damned if you do. If
he's going to stand there?
No, I'm not saying Brook is probably going to fight similar to this, if I'm being honest with you, brother, at least in the first few rounds. What I would tell him is I'm not the one in there, am I? But yo, James,
why do Golovkin's gloves look so big? They're like
because they're white. White gloves always look bigger.
Racial.
Yeah. Yo, then I'm racist against my own kind, so it's cool. I could say it. Those cracker ass gloves, they look big.
Damn, Rosado's on the defense.
Yo, you know, we talk about the Lemieux fight and how Golovkin pulled a lot of
just caught him with a.
But he's throwing a lot of jabs in this fight, too.
Right.
Rosado now just is, though, because that's his only defense to keep him that distance away from him.
No. I mean, Golovkin
is... in between round two.
Jab, occasional right hand or uppercut.
Right.
So in between round... Where are we now, Ness?
No, well, James made the suggestion.
Let it ride out.
Yeah, this is where we should let it ride out. And
oh, I paused there. Pause it. All right, so we got to do one last sync up. Now we're on the same page.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Now we're okay. We're okay. Right. I'm at 1503.
1503, ladies and gentlemen, for round number three, 1503.
Go to 1503 in the YouTube timer. And then what are we going to do? Talk over it? Or are we going to talk over it from here on?
Yeah, just keep talking over it.
Oh, man, look, don't go anywhere, right? I'm going to just screen share this. You stay on 1503. Just so we can put things into perspective, too, back then, right? Look at this. Look who the top middleweights were back then.
Dmitry Pirog. I love my Russian brother, man, with that style. I love Dmitry Pirog. Come back. Hashtag free Pirog.
Yeah, I love him too. He signed to fight Golovkin and then said, hell no, I got a back injury and never fought again in his life.
Matthew Macklin, he gave Golovkin hell. He was robbed in that Golovkin fight.
No, he did okay against Sergio Martinez. That's about it.
Are we going to start up?
Yeah, let's start up. Sorry, yeah.
I'm at 1503. I don't know where you guys are.
That's where I am.
You too, Ness?
No.
1503. No. Yeah, so count it down casual. Let's go.
Wait. It's so hard to get on.
Oh. By the way, people, bear with us. We're just ironing a few things out, trying to get it all nice and smooth. This is like the second show. Give us that like. Give us that thumbs up if you're enjoying this. Apologies for me talking over. I do talk a lot. I'm gonna zip myself a little bit. I get overexcited, man. I couldn't get overexcited.
Hopefully we grow enough to the point where we're all in studio and we don't have to sync up. We all got one nice flat screen. We're sitting around. People got coffee cups.
When Uncle Al gives you that money, brother, I'll move me, the wife, me mom, me family over, and then I'll be over there, bro.
It's really Enrique. People just don't know. It's Enrique.
Right, okay, so are we counting down?
No one's ever met him.
Are we counting down?
Yes, ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
One, two, three. And they're working on that eye already, between round two and three.
So Enrique, as a casual fan, what do you think that Rosado needs to do right now? What you said you've seen this, but what do you think he needs to do?
Listen, I asked him.
So not, what were you thinking at this point?
There you go. I missed that question.
Go on, casual. Answer James' question.
I was saying I have so much respect for like the fighter himself at this level that I can't even say what he could do. If he just has to get much more aggressive, but it's just anything he does, this guy Triple G's right there in his face, man.
It's like, for me, like it's
going
it's,
through the defense.
That jab straight up the pipe. Oh.
And you saw the way he exhaled; he just blew everything out of his mouth.
Like he has his shoulders. It's like he's always just coming.
Here's another jab.
Oh, Nez, we think the same, brother. I was just about to say that even his posture is always intimidating. So let's have a look now, then.
Like the Terminator.
Right.
And if you look, see how it just slipped to the left, to the right there when Sinners was starting to pop that out. His reflexes are on point.
But you got to give Rosado credit. Nothing really has landed flushly in terms of right hand.
We've seen a couple, but nothing big.
The only success I've seen is when he's tripled up that jab.
Right there. He doubled up. That's got a little more aggressive.
That was a good Rosado right hand over the top once Golovkin dipped. That's probably his best punch so far.
It was a good right hand, but he needs to keep tripling up the jab just to put something, just to buzz Golovkin's vision. Do you get what I'm saying? There's too much space there. Golovkin's got room to work.
This is Rosado's best round so far to start.
Yeah. Oh.
I still don't see
him. Nah, look, he's got too much room to work.
He's
got too much room to work. Put something in his face. Even just put the triple jab out. Too much room. Look, Golovkin doesn't fear nothing. He's thinking, look, good boy. He's going to work up to the good boy. Look, man.
Rosado just has to be more aggressive.
I just think Rosado's afraid to put the jab out there.
Yep.
My ass coming.
But you can't – I can't say you can't be afraid. That's ridiculous. I'm just sitting here. But you get what I'm saying? If you're going to have success, you've got to step forward.
He's got to put four or five punches together.
When a person is fighting someone that has so much power, they're thinking more counterpunch because thinking block, hit.
Yeah.
And he was thinking counterpunch when the first round was on, as you can see.
Hell yeah. I mean, but what opponent doesn't come out in that posture? Look, David Lemieux had all that power and he still came out trying to box.
And if you look, when Triple G throws his punches, he sets his feet, little dips to the left, so it comes with a proper dig, like right from the elbow area as he throws it. It's really solid.
Oh, he is.
Oh!
Those right hands are connected. Wow. Oh, there goes a jab, almost knocked down.
Oh, no.
Oh!
How is he always in front of him, right? Like, you try to run, but he's, like, always in front of you.
That's the head movement. That's the little upper body movement. You can't even touch him. He's always there. Look, little slips. Oh, it's beautiful.
He always adjusts. Look,
yeah, it's beautiful.
He's readjusting himself to be right in front of you.
His footwork is underrated. It's so underrated. He just takes small step back. He doesn't get too far out of the pocket.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that left hook right there.
Triple G's laughing, smiling now.
Yo, it's like he learns your tendencies. He uses that, and then he grows himself and evolves on your fight. Look at that.
That left hook would have landed. It would have been lights out.
And it never looks like Golovkin is throwing as hard as he can. It looks like he's just throwing a punch.
Just measuring. He's trying to land that first one to set it up, it looks like.
I don't know how people don't buy into this guy's greatness, man. He's so good.
No, look, we know he's good, but we just want him to fight someone who's good too.
You're right, but this is eye test like 101 right here.
Yeah, again, I know. What
are we gonna have?
I know.
You're right.
Round three was Rosado's most successful round. Let it ride out.
Let it ride out. Okay.
At this point, oh my God, is that Rosado's mom praying right now?
Yeah.
Bless her. Bless her. Bless her heart, man. Bless her heart.
Look, at least, hey, her prayer made it. You know, he made it out of there safe and sound.
Look, she heard you, man.
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck, Nesta Gibbs? Like,
she just said that then, and she said it.
Yeah, but do you think that was? No,
she looks good to be his mother. Like, she's very like she looks young.
It's a difficult thing to say. Like you said, Nez, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'm sitting here thinking, I just want to see Rosado push forward a little bit. Don't overcommit, but give Golovkin something. Hit arms, hit shoulders, give him something. But then when you're doing that, because Golovkin's so smooth on the inside and he's got that, it's like a little frame, a box, which Golovkin works in front of you. You think he's out of range, but he's there. As soon as Rosado would open up, he'll get caught.
Yep, and the problem with him, slipping back
Triple
the way
G he has a little mouse under his eye, no?
Yeah, Alex just sent me that on an email. Alex, let me say, he got a knot.
A little knot.
But look at Rosado again in this retreat posture. And that is my problem, Wingy. What fighter, 160 pounds and below, is going to have the power, the firepower to make him stop coming forward? And when you can't do that, it's like, why wouldn't this very same game plan work on any other fighter? And it has thus far.
Yeah, very true, very true. And if you look how he won.
You'll be able to fight fire with fire with this guy. I don't see how you beat him if you don't have power.
He just threw Triple G, that is, through two left hooks, one straight and one straight down, and he hit him with it. Like, the way he's able to adjust on the fly where your head is moving is...
See, y'all didn't talk.
I'm sorry, casual.
You didn't see Rosado land at that inside right hook.
I mean, Rosado's slick. You see the waist movement that he used.
He's a good boxer, Rosado. He's a good boxer, man.
And he's moving out the way of the jabs.
Look, coming forward there, he's trying, but it's, you're gonna need some power. I guess my question is, can
he landed a nice right hook then?
Ooh, good left uppercut.
Can a guy with boxing skill like a Whitaker or even a Crawford, but not as much
jab, man.
Right now, Crawford is showing us that he can knock people out. But can a pure boxer beat Gennady? Like, move outside.
I think that's his Achilles heel. That's why I always picked Andre Ward over someone like Golovkin, because I think Andre Ward's just too slick and able to stay on the outside. These little tricks that Golovkin's doing, Andre Ward has that extra added pressure, and he's able to move. You have to be able to move. Willie Monroe didn't use what he was good at. He just threw a lot of punches and did move at the same time, but mainly he kept him off with volume until he got caught and he got out.
And just analyzing the fight now, earlier on, not so much now, but Rosado was stepping forward, landing a little bit on Golovkin because Golovkin was nodding and acknowledging it. And was having that success because it's just, it closes the gap, the distance, and it gives Golovkin a little bit of respect for him. But he's backing up now.
I just don't think anyone's going to win if they keep circling. I mean, not even Andre Ward. I don't remember Andre Ward being a circler anyway. Like, with what?
Even Chad Dawson, he likes to fight off his back foot. If you're good fighting off your back foot, that's the best style for someone like Golovkin. If you come forward, you're not going to be able to, you can't match the power.
You think that he circles around the ring? Like, I think Rosado is circling the entire
ring. Oh, you're talking about one directionally? No, if you got to move side to side, someone like Kell Brook will be able to move side to side. I think Kell Brook is a better boxer than Rosado is.
Can I just say something?
He seems to be getting a little bit of confidence now.
That's what I've been trying to say. The fact that he's getting a little bit of confidence pushing forward, it's giving GGG something to think about. See? I'm not saying he's beating GGG, but it gives him something to think about. It stops the rhythm of GGG's momentum, and when that rhythm stopped, you can throw something. Even if it's hitting arms and legs, he's catching him a little bit because he's going forward instead of giving up that space, circling.
Wingy, yep. I'm loving the UK edition TBV show. Listen, you think that Kell Brook is going to use some holding in this fight? I mean, let's just be honest.
He's going to try and hold, but I think GGG is going to be good. I don't know how effective it's going to be.
Yo, he's the king. Yo, Triple G, anytime you ever seen Triple G get held, he always keeps his elbows on the inside to push you out and chicken wing you. He pushes you out with it and bang, sticks you.
Nez, you're very cruel for making me watch and analyze Triple G.
Willie Monroe held at times.
Was anyone successful? Oh, Monroe was successful?
I would just say that, but yo, when you do see people try to attempt, I think Macklin did. I know for sure Murray did. Murray might be the best. He would try to hold him. He would keep his arms in, push you out with his elbow, and then throw a right hand. It prevents you from wanting to hold because he knows if he doesn't hold successfully, you're going to get hit with something on the way out.
We're on round 5 now, people, and your YouTube time, it should say 23:59. Let's go. Look at this.
That left hand. Oh, look at that barrage.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah.
Take a look at Rosado right there.
Do you know what? I love Rosado. Look, because he's not backing up now. He's actually, look how he's planting his feet. He's holding the center of the ring. I think his trainer has literally said, okay, you're circling too much. Hold the center. Give him, at least get a bit of respect. Look, he's holding that point. Pop.
I think my man's getting too tired right now. He's getting tired, so he's slowing down. He's not able to move like he could.
Yeah, Matt.
Oh, good right.
Can't this be the infamous Golovkin line where he carries his opponents? He's giving Rosado some, you know.
We're talking about what, 4 years ago, 3 years ago? You can't keep saying that he gives these people these time because every fight that he's giving it to them. Outside of Matthew Macklin and Daniel Gill, every other fight, his fighters have had those pockets of success. So, I mean, it happens. It does.
I don't think he's giving him time at all.
Not because this is the fight where this is the fight where Golovkin was sick, right? He had like the flu.
Yep.
And they showed it on a 2-day portrait with a.
Go on, boy. Sorry.
Double jab.
I thought that was a double left uppercut.
It looked like a jab left uppercut. You could be right on the left. I did see it coming up from the bottom. But yo, so with someone like Kell Brook, Wingy, you've seen Kell Brook more than me. I've seen him I've seen him in a good handful of times. When you're watching this, though, what do you see that Kell Brook could do different? I guess, what are his abilities better than this?
Exactly. I think Kell Brook's going to be a little bit more economical with his shots and time them a little bit better than Rosado. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, and because you're going to need to put something on Golovkin. But that's what I feel he's going to do. But watching this, Nez, you shouldn't have made me watch this. I wish I'd ever come on this show. Look at him. I mean, look at Golovkin. I mean, look at the boy.
Yo, you already said Kell Brook. You can't take it back. No backsies, bro. No take backsies.
Oh, Golovkin is just beautiful to watch like
those
this, man.
Dabs are just so hard, man. They land in like real punches.
Now, in Devil's Advocate, people are going to say, well, it's only Rosado. Don't get too high on Golovkin. Do you know what I'm saying? So we have to take that into account. Golovkin does have room to work here because people are going to say that.
Well, again, the reason that we're watching this fight is because those very same people say that Rosado put hands on him.
But I said to you, didn't I? My memory was that he just got busted up like a pomegranate.
Man. Yo, you see what just happened? He just tried to throw a right hand and hesitated. You cannot hesitate when you
pop right hook
against Golovkin.
And again, remember, Rosado was moving up, so Kell Brook's moving up. It's comparable. But the people are going to say, look, Rosado had no amateur background. Kell Brook is a standout.
Do you know what? Rosado is going through every single game plan here. He's been on the back foot. Now the hands are low. He's been holding the center of the ground. He's holding the center of the ring. He's tried everything. Now he's got a little bit of a popper move, sticker move. He's trying his best to actually win this fight. He really is. It's not a case of I'm surviving. He's actually going through different tactics, man.
Those hands are low because Golovkin's been, when he even misses you, he punches you in the arm and your arms get so heavy. They get so tired from getting even punched in the arm. Yeah. Imagine your older brother giving you that dead arm. It hurts. That's what happens. Yeah. That's why you see fighters drop their hands. They slow down. Even if they miss you and it doesn't count, it still takes a toll on
you. You see what I'm saying though, James? He's gone through like three, I've seen like three different game plans just through watching this. He's trying his best to win. Respect.
He's one step away from throwing dirt in his eye right now.
That's what I'm saying. You calling that trying. I'm calling him running out of options.
Yep. Casual.
Casual. I'm calling him having some success because look at Golovkin. They're working that mouse under his eye, man. He's landing repeatedly, but not just as how it's supposed to be.
Let me ask you something, Casual. Would you rather be Golovkin in this fight? Or
no, of course.
Oh, don't do Max Kellerman. Oh, my fair. God.
No, not Max Kellerman. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you.
The best present for
everyone. Look at his face. He's got hit.
Right, yo, that's 20... that Charlie. Yo, that is that Charlie villain of like, oh, what is his name? No, Charlie, got, whatever. Charlie V. When he's like, I hit Deontay to the body. I hit you, Deontay, and he ran off. It's like, yo, you know who you'd rather be.
Smoke just standing there like, no.
Moment. I remember this moment when Rosado was like, no, I could fight. He didn't want to get stopped because they wanted to stop it because of the cut. Go ahead, Wingy. I'm sorry.
Smoker was like, oh, go on. Just let it carry on. Don't stop
Smoker.
Me. Don't stop.
Yo, because Smoker's the Grim Reaper waiting, bro.
Smoker was talking to the doctor. Like, no, let it go on. Let it go on.
He's like Xiao Song. Yo, oh, good right uppercut.
Beautiful right uppercut.
He's all left hook.
You can't. Oof.
Also, this is the beginning of Triple G's momentum. So
Golovkin's seen, yeah, he's seen something now. He's seen something.
Look how many jabs the man throws. That was behind the head.
And that's while he's holding. While holding.
Yo, that's because Rizal's also dipping his head into his shoulder, giving it up. It's not like it's purposefully.
I don't care. After Pritchard Cologne, yo, any shot behind, especially from Golovkin, shit, you got to be careful.
It's that cut. Golovkin smelt blood. He's seen the cut, seen the doctors. He wants to close it out now.
Oh, that's the infamous shot right there.
That's it. Yeah, that's the shot.
No, not yet. No, the infamous shot is with his other side of his face covered too.
Yo, at least he was the first dude to take a shot. You know, he took the chance, man. People wouldn't give Golovkin a shot. Rosado did it.
Has there been another fighter since Rosado that hasn't been stopped like this? Like, obviously, he was stopped by the ring physician. But, like, he was the first one really to still be kind of awake and on his feet when he got stopped, right?
And if you just look at how Golovkin places that jab, he's giving himself space to throw that right hand beautifully. It's really, really smart work. Even when he smells blood, he's not going in swinging wildly.
No, and speaking of smart, he's consistently always throwing a shot or two to the look to the body.
Oh, that lap to the body.
Jesus, that was like, oof.
Yo, if this was Fight Night Champion, Golovkin's left hook would be a 99 stat.
The shorts are full of blood.
I think Rosado would be at 82. Would you agree?
Nah, he'd be like a 78, 77. Yo, keep in mind, I think, what was it? Miguel Cotto was like an 88 in his prime.
You see, casual.
I'd say 78, yeah.
That's how you sell casual. A fighter, though, I tell you.
Yeah.
You get a
bleeder, I was just going to say, what do you think of what Rosado's doing now, Casual?
I mean, he's trying, man. He's hurt. He's bleeding. He just don't have that power. Willie Monroe was one that was on his feet and awake when he got stopped by
Golovkin. It's more than just power, Enrique. I don't think you could tell like he does, and no disrespect to him, but he doesn't even have the technique. Like, he's missing shots. Even when he has the ability to throw, they're not landing.
What he's trying to do, he's trying to put something on there, out there, just to keep the pressure off. It might not be accurate. It might not be something that's going to land. It's that mental exhaustion or exertion. He just wants a break, so to speak. So those punches Rosado's are throwing are like, almost stay off me, give me a breather punches. He's not looking to get accurate now. He's surviving now.
And where I will say this is, I think Cal Brook, I mean, to give UK fighters credit, there's a lot of pressure on UK fighters to not quit. I could say that I would see Cal Brook going through something similar. I'm not saying he's not going to do better than this. I'm saying if this happened to Cal Brook, I could see Cal Brook still not folding in the fight.
But you do forget, James, that Cal Brook looked the actual size of Godzilla at the weigh-in, so, you know.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Godzilla! Yeah. See, now we've got Triple G moving and going to the body.
Now he's loading up on those punches for the first time in the fight, too. You
know, right, so just to check the people were with us, Ned, sorry, because I want to make sure people are enjoying it and with us. Right, we're at 31-41 right now. We're keeping it rolling.
Identical with you.
We're keeping it rolling. So make sure your YouTube now says 31-49, and we're just keeping it rolling. Carry on, Ned. Sorry, brother.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, they say Golovkin is small and his weights are small, but doesn't he look really, like, if you measured him, like, he looks wider than Rosado, like, arms, back, everything, especially them shoulders.
His arms and shoulders look bigger, but I think that's just his frame. I don't see, when's the last time you saw Golovkin, like, shredded six-pack? I mean, Kell Brook's going to be coming in better physique than someone like Golovkin. That's why I say he's a small 160. He can make 154, I don't think, with really an issue. With an issue, I guess I should say, but I think he could do it.
September 10th is going to be a big present for everybody.
And Wingy's over here fucking taking some bets back.
Thumbs up button. Right now, we are literally on 32 minutes, 34 seconds, and counting.
The doctors are looking.
At Rosado again, poor guy.
Smoker say, no, let it go on. Come on. Come on, let it
go. Rosado got eye bits on his back right now.
Yeah. When Smoker's sitting there like Shang Tsung saying, oh, your soul is mine.
Smoker's mouth's watering, man.
Look at Golovkin's back leg. It's like always like in position to release power.
Yeah, and the way he sets himself and cuts the ring off. I said in my breakdown, one of his most underrated aspects is his footwork and his ring cutting off ability.
At this desperation right here, than any other round.
It's gorgeous. He's almost moving to the right before Rosado can get out. And using that jab just to look at that. It's really good.
It's like
good
an stuff. Animal
yeah.
on its prey, dude.
Lovely straight right.
Even the way that he's using his arms when he's like seeking, following Rosado into a corner, man.
Now, I know people, again, I said it before, people are going to say it's only Rosado. We're getting overexcited because we are. We're looking at Golovkin fight. You get excited when he fights.
Yeah, it is true. But I would challenge them to say again then, what other fighter did better than Rosado, right? But I don't even see why people say better than Rosado looks fucking bad.
I'd say Stevens did better than this. I'd say Curtis Stevens had like a pockets of rounds.
Yeah, I don't even know why they say Rosado put hands.
So I think at the beginning, there's one.
You seen that uppercut?
It's because Rosado did a little damage to Triple G's face, but Stevenson didn't. Yeah, and he got KO'd where he just...
We knew he was sick, so you know your skin isn't the same, dude. Like, you're just not feeling well.
But when Stevenson hit Golovkin, you saw his head snap back for the first time. I would never say, like, Golovkin got his head snapped here. I think Curtis Stevens has more power. Stevens has more power. He's shown it, I guess, in higher opposition
he's just trying to stay away.
If you look now, Triple G is now just putting out shots just to try and counter.
Stop this fight
he's
right
not
right
looking.
Right
yeah, but he's not looking to land a cold shot. He's just waiting for Rosado to throw something, and then end it. He's just putting out those do you get what I'm saying? He's looking to counter Triple G. As you can see it.
Hard.
Yeah, but look how he's punching. You get what I'm saying? He's looking to counter. Just saying, right, what have you got? Give me something and then I'll end it.
No, Rosado right now is really hoping and praying. I think that his corner stops this shit. He's manning up is what he's doing. He's toughing this fight out, but I don't think he wants to be in there anymore.
Of course
look
not,
at the no. way he's dipping, bro. Come on. No. You can't fault him for wanting to think that. That doesn't make you less of a man. Shit. Is checked.
The smaller guy. He wasn't a natural hunter.
Towel's thrown in. It's done.
And Triple G landed like three more right hands as soon as it was like three consecutive right hands.
Savage.
Well, I want to say respect to Rosado, man, because I like that. Look at him, man.
Yeah, he's crying right now.
Yeah, respect to him, listen, man. Respect.
The thing is, this is a smaller guy. This is why the public wants a bigger guy, because this is what Golovkin does to 160 pounders and 154 pounders.
And I've got it in Brooke, 175 pounds on Fight Night. Carry on.
175 pounds. Oh, my God. If that happens, that's the worst thing for him. His best thing is speed. He cannot fuck that up.
James, let me live, my Irish brother. Let me live.
Yo, go ahead.
This is your forte. Tell us, what did we learn from watching this?
You know, the biggest problem is that I do think that Kell Brook is a better boxer than, you know, Gabriel Rosado. I think we don't know about his chin or his heart because he hasn't been tested like that. We know he can keep a pressure fighter up by holding. But like I said, the holding is going to be an issue because someone like Golovkin, he's had 300-something amateur fights. This won't be the first time he's held. He's probably been in twice as many fights as someone like Kell Brook has. So with that said, and also on a higher level, let's be real. We say that, you know, Golovkin hasn't fought the best opposition. He's been on TV. This is going to be Kell Brook's real big step up. We thought Sean Porter was a step up, but shit, this is jumping onto a top of a car kind of step up. So, you know, we'll see how he's going to be able to pressure. Now you can see Billy Briscoe here saying your son's going to die. And Kell Brook has to think about this because if you're going to fight Golovkin, you go in there and you've seen his old fights. You had to have. Your team had to have. So seeing stuff like this is going to be intimidating. You have to go in there with confidence. Kell Brook does have confidence, but when you get hit with an eight and you know it was an eight, because when you're a fighter, you know when he's not swinging on you. You know when he's loading up on everything and you get hit with it and you're like, oh, I could take that. But when they're just throwing punches at you and they're still hitting like a fucking rock in someone's hand, you sit back and you go, oh shit, this is going to be a long night. Kell Brook has to keep his composure and understand that he does have some shit that's good. But what I'll say is the only thing that I think Kell Brook is not as good as I would predict is that chin, that heart of Gabriel Rosado shows in this fight. So outside of that, I would like to know, I think Kell Brook is a better boxer. I think he hits harder than Rosado, if I had to guess. I think he's better at putting his hands together. I think we'll get a better fight than this, but at the same time, Golovkin has also learned a thing or two. So I guess we'll see.
So
he was sick that day.
Ness, can I just say something?
Quote unquote, yo, he could have the sniffles and they said he had fucking malaria just to make it sound better for the public. Let's be real.
What I was going to say was the only times I'd say it's about three times in this fight where I saw Rosado step forward. The first time was with a triple jab. I'm not saying he hurt Golovkin, but he caught Golovkin because Golovkin nods and smiles and or raises his gloves. That's when Rosado decided to brave it and step forward. It's, as I always said, it's that mental game. If you're backing up, Golovkin can see that. His shoulders hunches over and he gets more confident. His confidence increases. So Brook does have to step forward at some points in this fight, and that's where I believe there could be success. It's that mental thing. You're always backing up. You're always backing up. You're scared of GGG. We don't know what's in Brook's head. If Brook goes in there as in like, right, I'm going to take this boy on. I'm going to give him time. Not take him on in a stupid, unintelligent way, but just apply some pressure. Put something out there as opposed to always backing up. When that happened in this fight, we saw that's the only time. We saw that's the only time you could give Rosado success. You've got to at least give Golovkin something to work with, to think about.
Yeah, but in order for that to be successful, Brook has to actually, his punch has to actually affect Golovkin.
Right, exactly. Yeah, of course.
All right, so we're gonna take your phone calls. Remember that number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 just one time. If you want to talk, hopefully you were synced up. You could tell us something directly about the fight we were watching or something that you think Brook can take out of this fight that we were watching. We're going to go to the phone lines with 312. You're up on a boxing voice. 1 minute on a clock. Go.
Yo, what's up? Fight Doc in the house.
Damn.
I'm always doing status. What's going on, gentlemen?
Where you been at, Fight Doc?
I know where he's been at. I've heard him. Carry on.
I've been a little bit here, a little bit there. Been dying to get on. So, listen, why are we even talking about the... I don't even want to call it a fight because it's not a fight. It's a circus, okay? It's a three-ring circus. Listen, this fight is so much of a circus, P.T. Barnum would be proud, okay? This fight is a joke. Golovkin is a joke. You're supposed to be the best middleweight in the world fighting a welterweight. And we don't even know if Kell Brook is the best welterweight in the world. Okay? We don't. Excellent welterweight. Excellent fighter. But is he the best at 147 pounds? We don't know.
Y'all getting it next, fight.
Sean Porter? Nobody. What was that?
You getting it next. This Saturday, you're going to see a real fight.
Your minute's up, bro.
Nah, that was a good call, though.
Nah, Fight Doctor.
Whatever.
It's been a minute, man. So we want to give you another minute, but you can't always hate on Golovkin. What you have to respect. What we just witnessed was great footwork, a great jab, and obviously a guy who knows how to cut the ring off,
and accurate punching.
You can't deny that. You like to complain about his resume, but you can't deny the skills that you see.
Listen, I'll tell you what. You can get anybody in there to look like Muhammad Ali when they're fighting a tomato can, which is what this guy was, okay? And honestly, he didn't look all that great because he caught some punches that he wasn't supposed to be catching. And I'll tell you what, Rosado, when he was in fighting, was having some success, okay? The Golovkin is not that good. Yeah, he looks good against limited opposition, but even against limited opposition, they've been able to expose this guy for the fraud that he is, okay? Kell Brook, and I think it's Kell Brook's strategy, should be and will be to fight on the inside because Golovkin can't fight on the inside. And if you look as closely at the fight we just saw, you will see that. Can't fight on the inside, okay? He can't. So I think Kell Brook, being the smaller guy, can negate Golovkin's power by fighting on the inside. Golovkin is a mid-range fighter. He likes you to be right in his zone, right in front of him.
Cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it.
So I hope you give, if anybody calls supporting Brooke, I hope you give them those extra minutes because it's supposed to be 1 minute. Carry on.
Got wingy.
As soon as somebody come on hating Brooke, Ness is like, go for it. 15 minutes. Off you go.
We got wingy. Definitely sticking up for Brooke. Okay.
I mean, getting it.
You guys want it. That's what you guys wanted. You were missing defending every single Brooke, you know, call, right? So 415, I believe it's Larry for San Francisco. Larry, talk to us. Hopefully you were synced up along with us. I can't believe the Fight Doctor synced up. Shout out to the Fight Doctor for syncing up with us as well. 415.
Turn off your radio.
Let me say something, Ness, right? In regards to the Fight Doctor's call.
I didn't even know I was up so soon. Hey, shout out to the Fight Doctor. You need to come on more often. I miss hearing you on here. Now, once again, it's predictable what you're going to say when you get on here, but I like having you nonetheless, so keep it coming. Hey, fellas, thanks a lot for the show. Thanks for it's my first All Angles. Enjoyed watching the fight with y'all. And, I mean, you saw it right there. Gabe Rosado's a good fighter, and it was easy work for Triple G. So I expect about the same from Kell Brook, who's also good, but he's small. And, yeah, but like the rest of y'all, I don't like the fight, but that's what I think you're going to see. Keep it coming, though. Appreciate the show. I am out.
All right, Larry. Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for watching it with us. That was awesome, man. Credit to you. 3, 2, 1, you're live on TBV, All Angles. What you think of the fight? 3, 2, 1. It's like a first-time caller.
I'm calling in and say what's up and keep up the show. Y'all doing a good job. And I just like when y'all just randomly come up with some new shit. Everybody needs to like the show, keep it going. And that's my call.
Man, great call. Hey, but listen, you're a first-time caller, I know, because I've never seen a 3-2-1 area code.
Nah,
so.
Nah, I'm 407. I usually call in on my cell phone, but today I use the house phone.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks for calling in, bro.
All right.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. So let's get to the next caller. 530, you're up.
Hey, fellas. Great show, man. I love the opportunity to watch the videos with you guys and watch the fights. Yeah, I'm glad Fight Doctor only calls in for middleweights. So, I mean, you can tell he's real hardcore when he just calls in to hate on Golovkin. But, I think Rosado is, I mean, he's all right. I mean, I think that he showed a lot of different things in the fight with Golovkin. I think he tried to show that, you know, he could do a couple different styles and try and hold his own. But he just, I mean, Golovkin's got a lot of power, man, and you're going to have enough power to hold him back. I think probably the only fighter right now is south of 175 who would actually fight Golovkin and be able to hold him back, or at least a little bit, is Canelo. I think Canelo moves well enough in the pocket to where he can keep Golovkin kind of on his back foot a little bit, because I think what you guys were saying was right. Golovkin moves forward so much, got to push him back.
Yes.
Take him out of his comfort zone.
Yes, I totally agree. And, that's what I analyzed.
Ness, you asked about movers, and I think, you know, I think probably the only real mover who would give Golovkin really any issue would be Mayweather, just because he's so good at moving. He's so good at escaping when you think you've got him cornered, and he's so good changing directions and moving side to side. I think Lars out of there within three rounds. I don't think Lars got it.
Yo, you don't think Andre Ward has enough movement and power, though, to be able to stop? Let me get him real quick, though. You don't think that Ward has enough power, or at least with – I think Ward's boxing ability and power with his extra weight will be enough to keep Golovkin back.
I think Ward's at 175 now, right? So I said anybody south of 175, I think Ward is the best fighter in the world.
Okay.
Would navigate outside enough, and then when he moves in, he moves all the way in. That's why I think he's going to do to Kovalev, and I think he's going to stop Kovalev.
Stop Kovalev. That's a different show, but damn, bro.
Cut it. Remember, baby, there's going to be a lot of skirts. It's 1 minute time call on this one. 614, you're up.
What up?
What up?
Who's what there? Up?
Hey,
that they were in the building. What up, what up, what up?
Jay Will, what up,
yo,
baby?
Man.
Damn, I got an intro for you. This is what happened when we don't got no producer. You got an intro, man. Sucks. That's Fight Doctor and Jay Will now. Two alumni.
Yo, it's all good, man. This one a little short show. It's all good. But, man, this all angle show, bro. Man, this shit fire, man. This shit.
Oh, good. Good.
I was watching it with y'all, man, and it was just kind of killing me that I couldn't. Like, there's certain things you guys are speaking on. James, you're on point the way you break it down. Like, the way you caught it when he, you know, he rolled out. I mean, that is your niche, man. So I do appreciate y'all doing that, especially having James on there. Thank you. Again, man, this fight's really not a fight, man. And the one thing I want to say to people who still disses Golovkin is this. If you say you so-called got this eye, all right, if you really a boxing head, no matter what their resume is, if you so-called got this eye, you're still going to spot out the talent for what it is. So, for instance, if that same eye is going to say Errol Spence is damn near the best at 147, then that same eye should see that Golovkin is, no matter who you done face, he's still, you know, a top pound-for-pound fighter. So I'm tired of, you know, people kind of being funny. Like, I think Golovkin, he ain't fought nobody, don't get me wrong, but still, yeah, from what I see, man, he definitely top 10 pound for pound, without a doubt. But that's my call.
Thank you. This is my present for everybody. Thank you, my fans.
I mean, it's just the truth, right? Like, we all – I'm even a victim of criticizing Golovkin at times, but I've always said it. It's recorded on audio. After that Stevens fight, it's just – he has to – I don't want to say he has to move up. I just don't want to see him, like, fighting – unless Cal Brook shocks the world, which Wingy is obviously going to say he will do. I don't want to see him picking guys this far south, man. Like, they need to have a shot. You know, I was interviewing Sergey Kovalev today in the Andre Ward fight. Andre Ward presser in New York City. And I asked him, you know, jokingly, because someone was obviously asking him, Wingy, about Cal Brook. And he thought Cal Brook would make it till round number 9 before ultimately being stopped. Now, you have to remember that, you know, Kovalev isn't necessarily the best of friends with that camp, because Abel Sanchez has come out publicly saying that Gennady Golovkin did drop Sergey Kovalev in sparring or something like that. So, You know, obviously I was poking the bear and saying things like, you know, it's a big money fight, right? So I got him to say, yeah, it's a big money fight. I said, yo, so is it your turn? Shouldn't you fight Canelo next? He was like, yeah, man, I should fight Canelo.
He'd love that, innit?
Hell yeah, he'd love it. He's like, that's a big money fight. So
yo, did he just kick like a, you know, bucket of money under the table to you for like, thanks for calling that out, bro. Here you go. Here's your winnings. That's happening next.
Yo, let me tell you what I did, too, because, you know, there was a bunch of other reporters recording, right? So I just – after I said that, I was like, boom, I gave y'all some gold, dropped mic, and walked away on them, you know, because I bet you're going to see that everywhere. I haven't uploaded it, so everywhere else is going to have it. But he was only joking, obviously. You know, I was playing with him, but I just wanted to share that. Because it is the same thing, right? Like, would you be mad now all of a sudden if fucking Canelo says, hey, I always come in fight night at 174. I'm going to fight the winner of Kovalev, Andre Ward. I mean, we'd all be like, oh, he's great.
Well, people would put it down. People would say, I can't believe it. People would say it's ridiculous, and then they'd all pay for the pay-per-view.
No, we'd all pay for the pay-per-view.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Let's go with 414. You're live on TV, The All Angles. Did you watch the fight with us?
Yo, Ness.
Yes, sir.
Can y'all hear me?
We hear you.
First time caller, baby.
Okay. Well, let's get you
first
all.
First time caller.
Let's get you all situated. First of all, how long you been listening?
Probably about like 7 months, man.
How'd you find us?
I was actually going through after the Canelo time fight, looking for, you know, post fight interviews, and y'all was the first one to pop up on my podcast.
Nice. All right, so you know the tradition around here. We're going to play a first-time caller intro. Then we're going to need you to introduce yourself to the world and all the many, many TBV listeners out there, all right?
This is your time, bro.
You are now Kel Brook going into the big stage.
8 Mile. This is it, bro. Go.
8 Mile. That's right. Eminem.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yeah, hailing out of the Midwest, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, MLH, a.k.a. Marcel, Banger, _ Boys. Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's up, PBV fam?
Man, that's a great introduction. So talk to us, brother. What did you think? Did you sync up with us?
Yes, I was watching. But Ness, I'm the one that hit you up on Twitter saying enough is enough. This shit got to stop, bro. This shit with Triple G gotta stop. God damn, it gotta stop, yo. Everybody know Triple G is a good fighter. But sitting up here and calling this man great, beating up on nobody, get the fuck out of here, dog. And I'm what you would call one. I'm a hardcore casual fan. I don't even consider myself a hardcore, because I started really getting into it probably about 2010, so I said I'm a hardcore casual. But this shit, Triple G shit, gotta stop, yo. Canelo's resume is clearly, and I don't defend Canelo either, but his resume is clearly better than Triple G. 100 times better. 100 times better. But anyway.
Are you picking Canelo over Triple G then, bro?
Canelo will knock Triple G the fuck out.
Good. I'm glad you said that. You stuck by your convictions. No, respect.
Yo, is this the Milwaukee doctor? I feel like this is the Milwaukee doctor right now.
Listen, man. Kell Brook is going to go the distance with Triple G. Probably even win.
I love you, brother.
You got to stop, yo. I'm sorry. Triple G is good. He's powerful. Yes. But who the fuck has he really beat? Let's be honest. We just watched the fight where the man had 5 losses before he fought Triple G.
You're serious? He beat Daniel Gill, a champion.
Oh, man. Man, listen. But back to the podcast before I know we got to move on. Listen, man, who the fuck said, Ness, you got to help me out with this. Which one of the co-hosts said, it doesn't matter unless he put it on Twitter? Danny Jacobs. He doesn't want to fight him. It don't matter unless he put it on Twitter.
I don't remember. I think that was James.
It might have been me. James. It might have been me. Come at me. I'm here.
I got a tweet. Listen, I got a tweet from July 1st. Danny Jacobs said, me and Triple G, let's make it happen. On his Twitter account.
Yo, all I got to say is when you pick Canelo over Triple G, and you said, let's be real, so let's be real. Triple G would knock the cinnamon out of fucking Canelo's hair. Let's be real.
Cut it. Hey, Milwaukee, I know this. Was that Milwaukee? It is his first time, but you are.
It's Milwaukee doctor. Hell yeah, it is.
Milwaukee doctor, because he is coming hard. But, James, finish your train of thought. I just want to let him know he did get 2 minutes and 30 seconds there.
No train of thought. Yo, you know what? Yo, people say shit on Twitter. I understand it. Let's all be real. There's certain fights that can happen and can't happen, especially when there was the PBC roadblock in between HBO. It was very easy to say you're going to fight someone. You know what? It's like keyboard warrior shit. Let me say it now that HBO and Al Heyman will work together. At this point, it's only Golden Boy not working with Al Heyman. So when now that the walls are down, let's see how tough people are when they want to start talking on Twitter. I don't see him recently tweeting about it.
Yeah, but James, it still is. Go ahead, Wingy.
No, finish up with James.
But Turiano Johnson been saying it. He's been saying he wants to fight Triple G. I believe Turiano Johnson wants to fight Triple G. I believe Lara wants to fight Triple G. But if you haven't done it in a couple years, get off my back about it. Stop that bullshit.
I'm not even going that far deep. I'm just saying I think you should just, you know, concede that you lost. You asked for it to be on Twitter. He gave you proof.
All right, I lost.
It's that simple. You're trying to go deeper into it. You asked for him to do it on Twitter. You said it ain't real if it ain't on Twitter. He did it on Twitter. You lose.
Then there you go. I lost.
Wingy?
Can I just ask the people? You've got casual on here bringing a different flavor, a different angle. All of us, we're all hardcore. Look at us commenting. Casual gives a different flavor for the TBB from all angles. You've got Nesta Gibbs, the Genghis Khan of boxing podcast hosts. And you've got the technical knowledge of James, who is an actual commentator. For that, doesn't it deserve a thumbs up? And you can watch the fight with us. Hit that like button. Continue.
No one does that better than Wingy, I'm telling you. You've been a blessing, man. We want to thank Wingy for being on.
Well, you wouldn't let me out of the basement, brother.
Yo, he's the Flavor Flav right now. He's the hype man. I love it.
I want y'all to know that Wingy's quote-unquote basement is his job, okay?
No, that's what let me out. He kidnapped me.
647, you're up.
Yeah, what up? It's T from Toronto.
T, what up, baby? You were synced up with us?
Yeah, I was synced up. I rewatched the fight, man. I like to watch fights of previous fights of boxers before they next fight come up, just so I can make my educated guess on what's going to happen. But, yeah, long story short, man, Golovkin going to zip that boy up. He getting zipped up. He's not making it out the fight. It could be 4, 5, 6 rounds, but Brooks going to get knocked out. And I just hope that it don't hurt his career or affect him going back down. We've seen Roy Jones go up weight, lean, strong, heavyweight. He tried to shrink back down, lose all that lean mass, and it's difficult to do that. Your nervous system gets shot. So I hope it don't fuck him up for 147 because there's a lot of fights for him left after 147. The thing with Golovkin is you could do everything right, and it still might not matter. Because if you land some shit that your body don't agree with, you're going to bed. It's that simple, especially as a smaller guy. Who was it? Daniel DeGale landed a perfect shot. Golovkin ate it and landed a shot of his own. One nigga fell. The other one stood up. That's how the shit go with that boy sometimes, man. He hit hard. But that's my call for now. I'll get more in depth with it. We get your pre-fight show, man. Appreciate y'all, man. The all-angle shit is crazy. I love that, man. Keep it up.
Good call.
As a Kell Brook fan, I have to say I do respect that call. But what I'm going to do now is just briefly leave the panel to get some watermelon juice to calm myself down, and I'll be back in 5 minutes.
All right.
Yo, Wingy's going to have a moment of silence already before the fight even happens is what's going down.
He's actually going right now to have some therapeutic anger management. He's probably going to hit a few, punches on the bag right now because he's hearing so many people saying Kell Brook's going to get knocked out. It's like withdrawal right now. He's going through something. You got to understand that this is his hero's going to die. 908, you're up. Metaphorically, ladies and gentlemen, so you don't say the Ness is harsh. 908, you're up. Did you sync up?
Yeah, I synced up, man. I watched the fight. It's Amin, by the way, fellas.
Amin, what up?
Yo, I'm starting to I looked at the fight. I mean, what really hurt Rosado was, just the blood. The blood was blinding him, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, he landed some pretty good punches. I think he gave him – he probably – people don't remember that fight. The fight was called on the count of that blood. It wasn't that Rosado, because Rosado, I think, you know, Rosado, listen, other than Murray, we're claiming Murray as his toughest fight, but really, because the Rosado fight really proved that Rosado was probably, as far as a boxer, puncher, quirky kind of guy. I mean, Brook is not a similar style, but he's going to come in there with his own style. I don't know how much that's going to happen on the fight. Like my man just said, I get into it on a prediction, but it was good to rewatch that fight. And I don't know. You always watch a fighter and say, yeah, you find something different, but I definitely seen some things in Golovkin that I'm going to talk about on Thursday. I think Brook might have some opportunities with.
Do you think there was a better fighter that we could use as an example other than Rosado for this?
No, like I said, other than Murray, we couldn't really pick nobody else.
And Murray,
nobody else even went that many rounds.
And Murray doesn't have a fighting style, I don't think, of Kell Brook. So,
but Murray didn't even throw that many punches. At least Rosado threw punches, even though they weren't landing like we thought.
Murray survived. I mean,
thank you for calling in. Thank you for syncing up, man. Salute to everyone that definitely synced up. If you're gonna watch this, obviously we're live now, but in the future, past or present, like my good friend Blackface says, definitely thumbs up the show because it is important. It helps with the visibility. We're going to go back to these phone lines. We got 412. You're up. TBB from all angles. Did you sync up with us?
Yeah, I synced up. I watched it. It's giving quality from the chat. What's good, Ness?
What's up, brother? Yeah, you don't call in as much. Definitely have a lot to say in that chat, yeah, man.
Yeah, because y'all be getting my blood going, you know?
Hey, man, it's entertainment and engagement.
James, though.
I'm here, brother. What's up?
What I was going to say is I got something for James and Wingy. So you talk about these Twitter fingers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So many trolls on the net. Why don't you respect a man's word on camera more than Twitter?
No, my problem is because I take it in realism, yo. It's they don't know who they're talking to in front of you. They don't know how many people are going to see what they're saying. So, yeah, I mean, how many times have I said something stupid? How many times have you said something that you didn't necessarily mean in the middle of like a debate or a conversation? I understand it. Something on Twitter, to me, when you take the second to actually finalize it, send it, and leave it, I do, as stupid as it sounds, I feel you put more thought into something like that. So when you have 100 people interviewing all day long and you're getting cranked out, I think someone will ask the right question, you get tired of it, and you say, yeah, fuck yeah, I'll fight Triple G, whatever. But it could be different. I've seen it before with my own eyes with fighters. They'll give you a hesitation answer, or they'll be like, I'll fight anyone, blah, blah, blah. But then you're the last person to ask them that question. They'll fire off because they don't know. They're not thinking, you know, just like a human being, they just rattle off. So go ahead. What's up?
That's what I'm saying, man. So many people may say they may fight somebody, but when you put on the record and you want video, that's documentation. They can go back to it and you can actually be called out. That Twitter shit's not real.
Yo, but how many times have we seen Canelo call people out on video? I've never seen Canelo call him out on Twitter, and I'm saying Twitter only because that's a social network that all these fighters use. I've never heard anyone talk shit to another fighter and say, I hit you up on Facebook. They say I tweeted it out, and that's where it goes because that's where the majority of our fan base is.
I don't know why we pretend like we don't know why Canelo's not fighting Triple G right now. He's trying to get that money. He ain't going to fight Triple G. We all know it for at least 2 years. So you got to move on. Triple G got to move up and fight somebody that's actually going to give him a test, and that's 168 or above.
You're right. I 100% agree.
Well, given quality, thank you for calling in.
Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you give them body by singing, nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type of niggas.
Yo, why is he not saying Twitter fingers turn into, or Facebook fingers turn into Twitter fingers, or whatever the hell he's saying there?
Respond to Joe Budden, Drake.
Sorry.
Yo, how you going to ask him to respond to Joe Budden? Who is Joe Budden?
Yo, talk to me about Tory Lanez. Yo, down with Drake, up with Tory Lanez. That's the end of it.
Yo, Tory Lanez is fire, though, for real.
Yo, that new album, I wanted to tweet you and be, or talk to you and be like, yo, do you like that? Because that new Tory Lanez album to me is amazing.
Yo, fams, I've been on I tweeted it out the other day. I said, I don't know if I'm old or I'm showing my age, but Tory Lanez is fire. I'm all over him, dude. He's
yo, like with you. Yo, people don't know, but that one Drake song you had, that's been, yo, half of Tory Lanez's album with me. It's on repeat. My wife is hating me right now with Tory Lanez.
No, I'm on repeat with Tory Lanez too, and everyone hates me over here. But
Tory Lanez rap, is it actual rap, or is this some kind of R&B?
He's both. He definitely has both. He even got a fucking Jamaican flow. The dude is too versatile, B.
Yo, he's even got like that Maxwell high-pitched singing voice, that High song. I fuck with High.
No, but listen, where's his... Wingy, listen.
Where's his lyrics at, though? I need 60 bars, man.
Nah, he's on a fire, too.
He's on the net. And listen, we got a correspondent in the UK by the name of Diego. I'm down for him to call in because Tory Lanez got a song that starts off like that. It's like, Diego, Diego. Yo, the dude's hot. Check it out. Anyway, going to our last call, none other than Suleiman the Scholar.
Yes.
Good evening. Hello. How y'all doing?
What up, Scholar?
Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah, so I'm listening to get back to this topic. I saw with Gabe Zaro in Triple G. I mean, Gabe Zaro was fresh. He went in there. He gave a good performance. I mean, he tagged his kin. He fought good, but at the end of the day, the guy is an excellent fighter. Triple G, Kennedy, wore him out. He busted the kid off. The kid had cuts on him. He was bleeding. I mean, he was game to the end, but they had to stop the fight for his safety. It happened to him with David Lemieux. And also, when he fought this game fighter, Daniel Gill was landing punches, but the punches weren't having no effect. It was making him more aggressive. He became extra aggressive and knocked Daniel Gill to another planet. So, in my opinion, Akil Brook, he's game. He's unbeaten. My perception is he knows he can't outbox Triple G. Triple G is too stellar when his boxing skills. His boxing skill asset is too much. So what he's going to do is probably come in flat-footed, try to catch something Triple G early with something. So Triple G, he knows that that's what he could do. So he's going to box like he did to Daniel Gill. David Lemieux. He's going to box, pump that jab, bust him up, late rounds. He's going to wear him out and start walking him down by five or six rounds. around 5 or 6, and it's a wrap. I mean, the kid can't, you know, if I was going to come up, I would do one of those Oscar De La Hoya, one of those Floyd Mayweather. I'll fight the C champion, the C class champion. He's fighting the A champion. That's why they're getting $4 million. It's insane. It's insane. He's fighting the top dog in the 165. I would have fought Canelo. I would have fought anybody else, any other champion. Daniel Gill. I'm Danny Jacobs. I would have went in there with Billy Joe Saunders. But he's going in there with the number one 160. He's the Marvin Hagler of modern day time. So, I mean, I don't know how, what is he going to do. The only thing that, in my opinion, that he's going to do is come in flat footed, try to catch Triple G with something, by test his chin, and see if he gets lucky. But at the end of the day, he's going to get smashed. So you guys have a great day, and I'm sorry, man. I know that's your hero, but Wingy, but I mean, you should have given him some advice. Tell him to stay at 147.
Suleiman, can I pay for your plane ticket, get you over here, and get you in Brooks' corner? We need you, bro.
Yeah, man, I wish, man. Like, Brook, you know, Brook had to do the same thing that the Triple G Gennady group did to him. I mean, give me a good offer. I mean, give me a flat over there and
share. Flat. I like that. You said flat. Cool. Respect you, man. Respect.
Okay. So you guys have a blessed day, man. You take care.
Casual. Cast your question, bro. What, after watching TBV from all angles? Yeah, casual. After watching TBV from all angles and looking at that fight, do you think there's anything that Kell Brook and his team, if they were watching, could pull from that? Do you see anything, or is it just not?
Yeah, yes, being aggressive, just being in the guy's face, yeah. And just throwing punches. He may get knocked out doing this, but
he's got to give him something, isn't
he? He's got to gain Triple G's respect, and I think the best way to do that is just coming in. Maybe it's an inside thing, but he has to hit him. And does Kell Brook have power? Is he known as a power hitter?
He is, but it's not against the top opposition. That's the problem.
Right. So, I mean,
Brooks said that himself. He said in an interview, "I haven't fought the best. That's what I'm trying to do now." So,
I don't think he's gonna pull off a full Mayweather.
Even being aggressive, how do we know that's gonna work? Again, like James brought up earlier, like Daniel Gill landed a shot and still got knocked out.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you saw Rosado's most successful rounds, round 3 and 5, was when he became aggressive and he threw 4 and 5 punches and not just jab twice. So. That's when he looked the best.
Let me get out to one last call. It is an alumni, and he snuck in.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. A very, very good evening to you. It's interesting because I know Ness, I jumped in very late. I apologize for that. But you were reviewing one of Golovkin's fights, and I'm sure the discussion got very wide and open-ended and discussing all things Golovkin-Brook. But, you know, while I practice my drums, which I usually practice 2 or 3 hours a day, I watch fights. I have fights on my laptop playing, and I just rock on my drums. And so over the last 3 or 4 days, I've been watching the last, you know, 15, 16 Golovkin fights. And I have not been able to score a single round against the man. It's pretty insane. When you're breaking down what this man does, if there's nothing else that I would give to him, like aside from his power, aside from his chin and everything, like where he's improved, because I did watch the Kasim Uma fight, where he improved from there to now is that gauge of distance. And that was like the only thing left for him because he does have a rock solid chin. I've never seen him. The only guy that made him like take a step back at all was Curtis Stevens. And it was a jab and it was more balance and just kind of like shrugging it off than anything.
Yo, Curtis Stevens threw that 1-2 down the pipe and hit him with the right hand. I remember that sequence you're talking about. That's when he shook it off and he was like, nah, and he goes, come forward. But he still hit him flush on the chin.
So it's like, I know some people can point to flaws and say, well, he gets hit, right? But the problem with that is there are fighters over, you know, the entire history of boxing that have sturdy chins and are.
Are you there?
Yeah, he was giving too much props to GGG. He had to pull the plug. Sorry.
Yo, let me say something that he was going to say. You know, think about this. People talk shit about Golovkin. people talk shit about Golovkin on a regular basis. What's okay? My bad. Go ahead.
But anyways, so what I was saying is a lot of people over the, you know, in the history of the sport, you know, fighters that are that have a strong chin and have power are willing to take two to land one. You know, Golovkin isn't that guy. He doesn't want to get hit, or it's not that he doesn't care about getting hit, but he knows that after a certain point, once he wears you out, your shots aren't going to have an effect. If you examine the fight with who's the Canadian guy?
Montreal. Rob, we do have a time limit here. We were giving people 1 minute.
The guy sleep.
Lemieux.
David Lemieux, that's why he pumped that jab all night, and that's why it took a lot longer for him to really turn up the heat, because he knew Lemieux had power, and he wasn't willing to take those shots. And then he did show his strategy, his skill sets, his defensive class, and he's just – he's on another level, man. I think Brooks' speed and mobility will give him, you know, it'll take him to the mid rounds, but not much more after that, man. And Golovkin is about as close to a perfect fighter as you can get for me, you know, whereas Floyd is a perfect technically sound fighter. He has no power. Golovkin has that with power. It's crazy, man. So I guess that's all then. Sorry I got in so late, guys.
No problem, Rob. Thanks for calling in. Man, yo, this is.
I really enjoyed tonight. I really enjoyed it, man.
Yo, let me bring my point real quick before I.
Pressure on Wingy. We got 2 951 calls jumped in, and here's the pressure. One of them could be Gomba.
No one. Go on, then.
No one answers, huh? Gomba.
Drop the ball.
What up?
Gumpa.
Hey, what's up, boxing boy?
What up?
On? Hey, what's up, Wingy? What's up, everybody? James, Casual Ness. What up, baby? What up?
What up?
Hey, man, I like this show, man, that you guys were reviewing the Golovkin and the Rosado fight. And, I mean, we could spectate all we want, baby, but at the end of the day, it's two professional fighters in there. And it only takes one punch, baby. So, Cal Brooks, baby, let's go, baby. UK, Mexico. Woo!
Yeah, UK, Mexico.
Let's go, baby. Compa de Los Angeles, I'm out, baby. Boxing boys. Woo!
Compa, call of the night. Call of the night.
You
keep it casual hyped now. Look.
Compa.
You gotta take those, man. He hyped us up. Yo, I was asking for Diego, and he called in on Skype twice. I don't know. And he was at the Kell Brook media workout, and Gennady Golovkin, he actually got us some footage for the day and everything. I got to get to work, but, you know, we're here doing this show. Oh, damn, there goes Diego, what up?
Diego Chavez?
Diego De La Hoya?
Nah, this Diego Najara, man. He's our UK correspondent. He was actually at the Triple G media workout today. What's going on, Diego?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. How was everything?
No, man, everything was good today, man. Everything was good. There was a good turnout today. There was a good turnout. You know, Golovkin was there. Brooke was there. Golovkin was looking powerful, I think. When you see him in person, when you see him up front, that's when you really notice how much the difference is, the level of power there is, really. So, like,
what was the turnout like? Like, how many people would you say that were there?
To be honest, like, I'm not too good at estimating, but I would say maybe more than 100 people.
Oh.
There was a lot of people there. There was a lot of people. And Brooke, what you'll see in the footage that I'm sending to you, and everyone will see, is the fact that Brooke was actually doing pads. He was doing the pads southpaw, which was a bit strange.
Wingy,
I haven't seen it. I need to see this footage.
Yeah, it's taking coming. Ages to. to send. Yeah, it's coming though.
Yeah, but you use my account, right? So you can send it all instead of chopping it up.
Diego.
Yo, you got to look up that Tory Lanez song, man. We're going to make an intro.
Diego, was Kell Brook looking angry or hyped up because he knows the world is against him?
To be honest, like, Kell Brook wasn't looking. He looked, towards the end, he got really excited. Like, he got onto the top of the ropes and he started screaming and, you know, like motivating the crowd. He looks good. Like, he looks in good shape. I still think that, I don't think it's enough. It's not enough for him to beat Golovkin. I mean, obviously, as a fan and as a Brit, like you'd want him to win. But reality is that he's probably not.
When he was
in the thing is, I've got like a really bad feeling that if he does get stopped and he gets knocked out, it's not gonna be like really nice, because I think he's gonna be too brave, like, and he's gonna wait and like try to trade. And I think he's going to get caught with a really, really, like, really, really good shot.
He's going to get conned.
Did he show any foot movement, any movement? Because we were looking at the fight right now with Rosado, and we saw too much circular movement. Did Brooke show any movement, any swiftness?
It's certainly pad work, though, so you're not really going to...
There was a lot of... It was just, you know, the routine, like, pad work. But you did see, like, a little... They did do some like side to side movement, right. But the thing is, I just think his legs, I don't know, like, usually, because when he was at 147, his legs didn't look that thick, but right now they just look really thick, so they'll look like he'll get weighed down by that. So I'm not too sure how fast he's actually going to be able to move.
Did you ask Kell Brook his weight?
I didn't get no interviews with Kell Brook. I could barely even get to him, because basically Golovkin and Brook, it was just really hard to get an interview with them. So they said to go to the press conference and then they'll probably, you know, get an interview with him. But I got an interview with Eddie Sulaiman, Johnny Nelson, and most of the guys there. But just, it was a bit hard to get interviews, you know, with the main guys.
Did Kell Brook look the actual size of Godzilla?
I love Wiggy.
No, I think you're talking about Golovkin, man. Golovkin is serious, man.
I can tell. No, quite a lot to say that. Just keep rocking.
Hey, Diego, man, cut out of here. This is a late show. We're going to cut out of here. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for putting in work for TBB in the UK. You and Wingy, dynamic duo, man.
Diego.
Big up, Diego. Thank you.
Bye-bye, man. Dun.
All right. Got to give him credit. You see, we have both sides of the spectrum. So much they like to call TBB bias. Below, you got Wingy picking Brooke. You got...
Diego saying Brooke's going to get knocked out and it's going to be his most brutal KO.
Exactly. Like, it's so many different opinions on this one show, man. It's very disgusting when they try to bunch us all together. Too many different minds, man. But we want to thank everyone that joined us for this TBB with All Angles. If this is something that you'd enjoy or enjoyed, hit that thumbs up button. Say that in the comments. Suggest what fight should we review next. You never know, right?
I've already had somebody message me. I don't know if they want me to out them or not. Saying they want to see Brooke versus Carson Jones 1, which I'm going to refuse. No, I'm only joking. Brooke versus Carson Jones 1, which they want to see. But, yeah, people, TBB from All Angles, this is great. Remember where you heard it first. You love it. At UKWC Student on Twitter, Wingy Boxing on YouTube.
You know, I'm going to say as for my outro is, you know, it's not every day that we get a fighter where people call in and say, look at 2 minutes and 33 seconds of the second round, we saw Triple G get hit with a right hand. Everyone else, Danny Garcia gets shit talked about him. They say he had a bum fight against Herrera, but they never say specifically what round someone got hurt in. And they always bring that up. So that should just show Triple G's greatness. It's not often that we see that with Mayweather. We'll be like, oh, Pacquiao hit him once in the third round. He fell against the ropes. Respect the man's greatness. If you hate him, you know the reason why you hate him, because he's terrifying all the fighters in your division. We do want him to fight better fighters, but he's good. But follow me at Jameson Rocket, Jameson with an I, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you got. Enrique.
Yes. Triple G, man, he's a beast. That's all I can say. And I look at his resume on BoxRec, and all these names people boast about, oh, this is a good fight, from Dominic Way all the way down to Marcus Rubio and Daniel Gill, Curtis Stevens and Matthew Macklin. These are all names I hear hardcores throw out. So shut the fuck up and respect Triple G.
Kell Brook!
Yeah, but you know Kell Brook, right? Hopefully. So Thursday, tune in, because I'm going to be more boisterous. Talk about Kell Brook. Yeah, and I'm at Fight Talk on Instagram. TBV_casual fan is my Twitter handle.
Join us every Thursday and Sunday live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Very important. Helps with the visibility of the show. I am your host, Ness GTO, joined alongside these great co-hosts. If you enjoyed this, remember to thumbs up. In the comments, we need those suggestions. I see someone saying Mayweather Canelo. Not really. Not that I want to do that, but I guess if your suggestion gets enough thumbs up, I guess we can do it. But why watch another whitewash, right? Unless we're really looking for something. Like in this one, people, for whatever reason, lied, right? We have to, I mean, that's what we learned, right? We asked the question, what did we learn? We learned that all our callers are liars when they say that Rosado put hands on Golovkin, because that did not happen.
Yo, so anyone listening to this in the future, keep in mind, we might do this for a Canelo fight. So think about what fighter you want to see that could compare to Liam Smith. We're not talking about Mayweather. I don't want to see a blow. I want to see a fighter that can compare to Liam Smith, and we can use that as a breakdown like we did similar tonight. So give us our suggestions to all the social media that has been given out.
And James, can I give a shout out to you, bro? Because you're great for this. We need you for this, man.
That's right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
We on the show, so you already
and casual.
Yo,
casual all day, man.
No. Not that we don't need casual, but he's here more regularly than the two of you. So what I'm saying is we need more of you guys on the show. And the only way to do that is to make the show grow by thumbs up and sharing, dropping those reviews. And hopefully someone scoops us up and we kind of Bill Maher boxing. Till then, catch us Thursday or check your subscription box and your emails, because you never know. We might go tomorrow depending on what on-demand show there's available. Wingy's off. He's on vacation, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, Ness trying to kill my gym schedule. I can't gym if I'm doing these every night, but I'm with you guys. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, Wingy said I had him locked in the basement. Now we're going to put him to work.
James Kirkland versus Canelo.
Oh, my God. That's a quick one. That's definitely a quick one.
The pressure isn't there. Keep in mind, if you're going to vote for James Kirkland, the pressure of Liam Smith will not be there. Do not pick that fight.
No,
Mario said he wants to cut out. I said, tough, you're locked down there, bro.
Recommend it, James. Which one is the one you think that needs to be watched for the Canelo fight? You're the trainer.
I would say Miguel Cotto would be the only one comparable. He could box. He can move. He's just not big enough to be Liam Smith. I don't know. I think Miguel Cotto would be the perfect fight for us to watch, the lead up to Liam Smith. Because it ain't Kirkland. It ain't Mayweather. It ain't Lara. These aren't the same Liam Smith. I'd say Cotto is the one we need to watch for that fight.
I don't know. I got to ask Wingy, because Wingy, from what I'm being told about Liam and from what he showed in the John Thompson fight, what he showed in the sparring matches, that he likes to throw punches. I think that Cotto, on the other hand, while he throws punches, he doesn't throw as many. He's not as active as Liam, and he moves more, right? Doesn't Liam come forward?
Cotto, I would actually argue that. I think Cotto's a little bit more active with his punches than Liam. He's a better boxer than Liam as well. Liam's a little bit more rough and ready with his fighting. He likes to get within range, and then he'll throw.
Is Trout the one? Is Trout the one we need to watch for this? Even though he's southpaw, is Trout the one we need to watch?
No, I still think it's James Kirkland, man, the way you describe
it. It ain't James Kirkland. That's a different pressure style. I think it's Trout and Cotto. I think Trout or Cotto would be the ones we got to watch, right?
I'll go with James's superior knowledge on that one.
Well, there you go. Now we need you guys to be, I guess the mitigating factor. James will drop it in the comment, and you thumbs up it if you like it. Till then, catch us on the next show.
Peace,
make sure that you got that notification or that little bell on the YouTube, and you're subscribed right here.
Get a TBV UK shirt. You're getting it.
And subscribe to Winky's channel, or you're getting it. Later.
Peace.